The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Tuesday, October 31, 2023. Cuba's ambassador to Ethiopia, Jorge Lefebvre, exposed to the local press the main affectations caused by the blockade imposed by the United States government against the Caribbean island for more than 60 years. Lefebvre cited a draft resolution entitled Necessity of Putting an End to the Economic, Commercial, and Financial Blockade of Cuba. Lefebvre cited the draft resolution entitled Necessity of Putting an End to the Economic, Commercial, and Financial Blockade Imposed by the United States of America against Cuba, which will be submitted to the United Nations General Assembly on the 1st and 2nd of next month. He recalled that the blockade is aimed at depriving the Caribbean country of the financial income needed to acquire food, medicines, technologies, among others. The blockade was tightened and intensified during the administration of President Donald Trump with the application of 243 additional measures. The Cuban diplomat explained that since 1992, this report has been presented at the United Nations, and every year it is supported by the international community. Its presentation helps to create greater awareness of the effects of the blockade and the need to put an end to it. The Third Congress of Family Medicine began in Havana with the objective of exchanging experiences, reflections, and knowledge on health linked to community medical care. The event will host professionals until November 3 under the motto, 40 Years of Achievements, Challenges of Family Medicine in Cuba to Achieve Universal Health. The Congress was convened by the Cuban Society of Family Medicine and is sponsored by the Ministry of Public Health and other prestigious national and international institutions and organizations. Delegates from several provinces of Cuba attending the event, as well as specialists from 11 countries, including Colombia, Venezuela, Spain, the United States, and Paraguay. The Family Doctor and Nurse Program was created in 1984 by Commander-in-Chief Fidel Castro Ruz. It is currently in a continuous process of transformations, highlighting the approval of new modifications as required by Cuban doctors. This is a moment of unity for the homeland. Cubans who emigrated to Europe, in Latin America, and everywhere, we have to support campaigns to help Cuba and also against the media war that tries to discredit the government and the revolution. A Cuban residing in Nicaragua said that this is a moment of unity for the homeland. Cubans who emigrated to Europe and Latin America and everywhere have to support campaigns to help Cuba and also against the media war that tries to discredit the government and the revolution. He assured that Cuba can count on Cubans residing in Nicaragua and added that the perspective for the upcoming event is to maintain the dialogue promoted in 1978 by Fidel Castro. He urged Cubans abroad to maintain the daily struggle and explain what the policy of the blockade is all about and what it means for a nation being in the list of state sponsors of terrorism from the economic standpoint. The Inter-Parliamentary Union acknowledged Cuba as the seventh country in the world with the largest presence of young people under 30 years of age in its parliament, the National People's Power Assembly reported. According to a recent report from the Inter-Parliamentary Union, Cuba shares the seventh place with Iceland and Moldova, with 7.9% of the total number of their respective lawmakers in that age range. Cuba also ranks 16th in the world in the indicator of 40 years old or younger in parliament, with 35.5% of the total number of its legislators. Regarding the progress of youth participation in parliaments From September 2020 to June 2023, Cuba ranked second worldwide in the highest percentage of growth in the representation of 30 years old or younger and 40 years old or younger. This result was influenced by the renewals of the Cuban legislature following the national elections held on March 26. And in the international agenda, we have that. Forces of the Joint Command for Reaction to Adverse Events of Bolivia will fight the last active fire in the Palos Blancos area out of hundreds caused by the climate crisis. Vice Minister of Civil Defense Juan Carlos Calvi Montes confirmed that two camps were set up in the communities of Vencedores and Bajo Inigua with the aim of putting out the flames. For this, 44 forest firefighters have been deployed to carry out the final stage of fighting the Palos Blanco fire. Government authorities confirmed that police patrols will continue with the objective of identifying and apprehending those who light new fires, while the Authority for the Supervision and Social Control of Forests and Land will promote the corresponding criminal proceedings. Meanwhile, with the murder of two law enforcement officers over the weekend, there are now 32 agents who lost their lives this year, confirmed the National Union of Haitian Police. Police Intervention Corps officer Baden McLeese was killed in Mont Hercule while in her car. The perpetrators did not steal their service weapon, the union said, although it could not provide further details of the incident. The homicide occurred a day after an armed man shot dead police officer Fekens Felix in the Delma 24 area of this capital. Last August, the General Coordinator of National Union of Haitian Police, Lionel Lazar, denounced that the situation is very critical given the extent of the violence of the armed gangs in the country, which impose their laws, and asked the state authorities to assume the responsibilities to put the necessary materials and equipment available to the security forces. Criminal groups have expanded their areas of control in the Haitian capital and increased their actions in vulnerable neighborhoods. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.